With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins told Senate Ag appropriators the USDA will not close any FSA offices despite more than 1,000 FSA staffers taking financial buyouts. Rollins strongly defended President Trump's spending cuts, layoffs, and tariffs, but she told senators one USDA agency that will not see office closings is the Critical Farm Service Agency.
The FSA operators that are managing and working with our farmers and our ranchers every single day, it is not in our plan to close any of those offices. There are 4,500, I think, total across the country.
Rollins said she recently signed a memorandum ensuring FSA offices are fully staffed, even if it takes rehiring some staff who took deferred resignations.
So whether it's FSA, APHIS, the wildland firefighters, those are through a memorandum I just signed. We are actively looking and recruiting to fill those positions.
Some 1,100 FSA workers are included in that 15,000 at the USDA who took buyouts, or close to 15% of the USDA's workforce. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have asked the USDA to explain why the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, must approve certain government farm loans and loan guarantees before they are issued. The lawmakers also told the USDA they wanted details about how such reviews are being conducted and whether DOGE will be vetting other USDA farm assistance programs. The letter, led by U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, was sent late Tuesday to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. It was signed by 16 other U.S. senators. The letter comes from other reports on an April 29th memo outlining policy changes related to the USDA and FSA farm loan programs. According to that memo, the new policy requires that farm loans and loan guarantees over $500,000 must be reviewed and cleared by the agency's CFO and DOGE employees. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the Office of Pesticide Programs will benefit from the dissolution of the Office of Research and Development, the agency's scientific research arm. The agency said last week the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, which includes OPP, will get more than 130 employees, some of whom will work on pesticide reviews. On Tuesday, Zeldin said EPA chemical staff had urged him to bolster chemical reviews and pesticide registrations. They said that if they were able to get scientists sent to them from the Office of Research and Development, that can help them in getting through this backlog that we inherited, Zeldin said. Zeldin also urged growers to reach out with suggestions for the recently released insecticide strategy. My message would be for any individual growers that are out there and they read the insecticide strategy and they have an idea for us on how to do anything better, let us know and we'll update. This isn't a final document, according to Zeldin. Nebraska net farm incomes forecast to increase 55% in 2025 to a record $9.42 billion, according to new projections from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and the University of Missouri. It would be the highest nominal farm income level on record for the state. Higher cash receipts from livestock and crop insurance indemnities are projected to offset the decline in cash receipts from crops. But the major driver of farm income in 2025 is expected to be the more than $1.5 billion increase in direct government payments, which would account for 17% of the increase in the state's net farm income. Positive profit margins in livestock production and one-time government payments will support farm liquidity in calendar year 2025, said Alejandro Plastina, director of the Rural and Farm Finance Policy Analysis Center. Managing liquidity smartly will be key to protect farm operations from headwinds in 2026. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.